General Stubblebine. George Clooney's making a movie about him. Scheduled to be joining us from Panama. We'll see if we got those time zones right. And he's scheduled to be on with us, so we'll see what happens. Going back and finishing up with Mayor Hillman, he's the father of the idea of the carbon credit cards. And I wanted to be able to plug his book and have the floor here at the last 3-4 minutes of this interview. But, sir, I forgot one question for you. We're going to have this card that tracks all of our carbon allowance, and I guess that'll have a history of our purchasing and what we're doing. Won't that then be used as a surveillance method, with the government or whatever group is going to be controlling this, knowing the history of what we buy and what we do? Isn't that surveillance invasive, or is that the... And you've also said that we should be restricted in our free speech. You lean towards that. I mean, so I guess you'd be for that, too. Or, where do you stand on that?
You're just talking rubbish yet again. The fact is that this would be very simply administered when you paid for your petroleum, paid for your gas at the pump. You would have your annual ration reduced or taken off your share
but
of
that'll
it.
That'll be on the database.
When you paid your gas.
I'm not talking rubbish. You just insulted me again and said I'm talking about rubbish, and that's why I'm interrupting you. You say it's going to be a card. What are you talking about?
Okay. Let me repeat again. Read my book, How We Can Save the Planet. It's published by Thomas Dunn Books. It's a paperback, and it contains within it the reasons why we need to be seriously concerned, more concerned than anything else that we have had to live with during our lives, seriously concerned about the state of the planet and the trajectory we're on towards...
And you support banning people like me that disagree?
No, of course not.
You said that earlier.
I believe in free speech, as you do.
You just said earlier that you're leaning towards agreeing with it being banned in Europe.
What? The climate denial. This is the equivalent.
So you agree with free speech, but you don't. I see. And it's a tax, but it isn't.
Listen, during wartime, which I recall well, there were some people who were denying that there were concentration camps. I would have thought that that was a sufficient grounds for saying that this should be made a crime because millions of people were dying as a consequence of this pretense that the serious situation wasn't arising. We are in a comparable position now. The condition of the deteriorating because of people like you and because of the amnesia that seems to infect everybody, not wanting to face up to
the truth.
So
we're fighting Hitler again. If we don't attack Iran, we're for Hitler. And if we don't have global taxes, which aren't taxes, we're for Hitler. And everything, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler.
You're exaggerating what the line of reasoning I'm trying to use.
No, other people do that. Other people say if you don't totally support Israel, what they're doing to Palestine, you're Hitler. I had a guy call me yesterday and say that.
Well, he's wrong. Both sides have got a case, and the only way of solving that particular problem is by them sitting down together and hammering out their differences.
And that'll never happen.
And you agree to that?
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I agree with you that volcanoes put out more than humans, and that. But then you just bypass all that. I know that. You at least you admit Mars has ice caps. You usually have people on there. You just go, no, it doesn't. You're a liar.
I'm not concerned with Mars. Yeah. I'm concerned with planet Earth on which...
But you claim my SUV. You claim my SUV is causing it.
6.5 billion people live on planet Earth.
You claim that I'm causing the global warming, and I'm not.
What?
You claim it's human cause when it's not human cause on Mars.
No, humans are contributing to it. I didn't say they were the cause of it.
The UN's own report
says
6%, even if you believe that baloney report. We aren't even a fly on the behind end of this planet. It's a planet born in solar radiation and volcanic tectonic upheaval.
Where's your evidence that it's a baloney report?
Oh, there have been top scientists on. They're tearing it apart. Hundreds of the scientists didn't even sign on to it.
The ones who agree with you are the reputable ones.
The 33,000, yeah.
Are baloney.
Actual physicists, actual climatologists who aren't on government grants who want the global tax. Well, listen, it was great talking to you. Appreciate
you
spending.
Thank you.
Maya Condios.
It's really got my heart rate going.
Yes, well, we don't want you to die now. I know a lot of the Malthusians out there think humans are bad. I don't think they're bad. I want you to live a long time so you can wake up and admit you're wrong before you die, okay? Take care, buddy boy.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Major General Stubblebine. Brent N. Stubblebine, the third on with us, was commanding general of the United States Army Intelligence and Security Command from 81 to 84. And before that, he was, you know, commanded special forces. It just goes on and on. He is known for his interest in parapsychology and was a strong supporter of the Stargate Project. Stubblebine features heavily in journalist John Ronson's book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, which has now been bought by George Clooney in Section 8, and I'm told, not just in the media, but from insiders, that he's going to play General Stubblebine in an upcoming big film, and I guess me and Stubblebine are kind of in the same place for the other best-selling book, Them, Adventures with Extremists by John Ronson, that I feature heavily in. Reportedly, Jack Black bought that years ago, and now I've confirmed and talked to his folks that he is going to be playing myself and others in a film called Them, which they're about to start producing. I hope that gets made. Clooney has now optioned the book for The Men Who Stare at Goats. Boy, Ronson, something else. Just came out of nowhere. He had a BBC radio show, and he writes two books. He made a film, Secret Rulers of the World, that I'm in three of the five parts in, that's aired all over the world, but... And now both his big books being made into movies. But I wanted to get Stubblebine's take, because I know what Ronson did to me. And he's apologized on air. He said he didn't used to believe in the New World Order, and when he wrote that, he's sorry. And, you know, he knows most of it's true now. But Men Who Stare at Goats kind of, in a way, tries to make Stubblebine look like a lunatic. When they were doing serious work, so were the Soviets. And, you know, he's a respected man. But that's what Ronson does. These are like dark satire, nonfiction. And we're not going to spend all day on this, but I figured, and we got Mr. Stubblebine and his wife who works with him and their Life Extension Technology group, and they've got a very interesting website as well. But let's go ahead and go to General Stubblebine. General Stubblebine, thanks for coming on.
Well, you're quite welcome. Incidentally, in your introduction, I didn't realize that somebody was planning on having me on film. I think they're going to have to chase me to do that.
No, no, no. This is going to be a film. This is going to be a nonfiction film with George Clooney playing you. They won't be chasing you around.
Then I may have to chase him.
Yeah, well, that's the word. If you want, I can pull up the news articles out of Variety about it. Oh, so you hadn't... I guess my producer neglected to tell you. I told him to tell you, but I guess, you know, we're all busy.
We've been hard to reach.
Yeah, that yes, they're George Clooney is going to star playing you.
Oh, my God. This is going to be interesting.
Okay, well, you didn't know about this. Tell me what you think of it.
I think I'm worried. Let me tell you, let me go back to Vietnam for just a minute. And I was frequently asked, I was the G2 of the 25th Infantry Division at the time, the intelligence officer for the division at the time, and I was frequently asked to by reporters to give interviews. And I said I would be happy to give interviews. Incidentally, I tried one, and what I said and what was printed was so totally different and so totally out of whack that I almost went ballistic when I found it. And I decided that I would not ever, ever give another interview for anybody. And so my experience in Vietnam sort of shades all of my experience for the world. And but let's talk about freedom and health freedom.
Well, sir, we're going to do that. And I know you don't do a lot of interviews. Why do you, this is your second interview with me, why have you agreed to come on this show? And I know you've come on a few of the other Patriot shows. I mean, have you found that we're more fair than some of the other people?
The answer is yes.
Okay, well,
it's that simple.
Well, in that fairness, I didn't try to sneak attack you. I mean, I told my producer, telling him it's about this movie and about his health care stuff. And I know we also have your highly informed, educated wife on the line with us. We'll introduce her coming up in a few minutes as well. But, I mean, I do want to get into this because this is pretty big news, and I figured you would have known about this. If you want, I can pull up the Variety article and some of the others about it. But, I mean, specifically, John Ronson, here's an example of what he did to me. I'm driving to meet him in the middle of the Redwoods at night. There is like 4 foot thick fog on the ground. I jokingly say over the cell phone, man, this looks like one of those 1940s werewolf movies. I've never seen fog this thick. I thought that was made up. And he puts in the book that I'm scared of werewolves and believe there were werewolves in the woods. So I understand how they twist things. For me making a joke about this looks like a movie based in Transylvania, you know, literally fog up to your neck, so thick you can't see in front of you, and then he turns that into me hiding scared of werewolves. So I know how they twist and spin, but can you get into the special, you know, group and some of the stuff? I mean, and then we'll get into the healthcare stuff. I know most of it's still classified concerning what he – you don't know about the New York Times best-selling book, Men Who Stare at Goats?
Oh, yeah, I've heard it. And a lot of that is distortion. A huge amount of that has been highly distorted. And I hate to, well, the word lie is a little extreme, but pretty close. Again, I get very, very worried about giving interviews. However, my experience with you has been pretty good. That's the reason we're talking again.
Well, General, thank you. But the good way to deal with a lie...
Oh, by the way, incidentally, the reason is you tell the truth.
Well, thank you, General. But I mean, my point is that the good way to deal with a lie, as you know, is to then set it straight. So even if we spend 5 minutes on it, that's all I want. Tell us what the truth is. That way people know the reality as much as you can. I know it's classified versus what John Ronson and others are doing.
On which particular subject?
Just a basic overview of the remote viewing, the Stargate stuff, the quote staring at goats, the stuff the Soviets were doing, so you guys looked into it, you know, the mind power stuff.
Well, I don't think it's a secret that there is a or was a program about remote viewing. I don't know what the status is today. Since I retired in 1984, I've heard all sorts of different, and incidentally, after I retired, you know, I've worked for 6 years. I still had clearances, but by 1990, I had retired three times, and so I didn't have any clearances after 1990. So I have no real answer to what the real status is at this stage of the game, okay? And I've heard conflicting things that it has been buried, that heard that on a radio interview. Part of truth, I founded a thing called SciTech, which was to use the type of remote viewing that was similar to what we had been using in the military. Do I believe in it? Sure, I believe in it. Why? Because I know it works. Okay? That's very, very true. Incidentally, I actually was thrown off the board of the SciTech because I wouldn't divorce my wife at the time. They didn't particularly enjoy her, and so I was actually dismissed from the board. But that's okay. I know that remote viewing works. Okay? Period. And I also know that anybody can do it. Now, there are people who are skilled. There are people who are trained very, very carefully. And those people, I believe, do it a lot better. But actually, anybody can allow themselves to go, you know, to someplace else other than where they're sitting. And it's not too hard.
And you ran that major project for the military. I mean, they believe in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I ran it for the Army. My contact was, from the military perspective, was the Army. So what the Navy did and what the Air Force did and what other people did was their business. Mine was, you know, my responsibility was the Army. And at the time, I owned or I had was responsible for all of the Army's strategic intelligence forces around the world. Okay? Now, not the tactical intelligence. This was all of the strategic intelligence. And what that means is everything from the sort of the brigade rear up to the Corps rear up to the National Security Authority. So that gives you some idea of the people that I was responsible for and probably the subject matter that I was responsible for. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, if remote viewing, if you compare that to health freedom, just as an interesting courtesy or curiosity, the issue is that our lives are being threatened right now. Remote viewing does not threaten our lives. We have a bigger battle right now.
That's right. Codex Alimentarius, stay there. And also want to introduce your wife when we get back. General Stubblebine, a major general, ran the Army's entire intelligence operation, Intelligence and Security Command, commanded Fort Bragg, you name it, ran all sorts of special operations tested.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Dr. Rima LeBeau, MD, is Major General Albert Brent Stubblebine's wife. She's going to be riding along with us as well, talking the next 40 minutes we've got left. She's welcome to pop in anytime that she would like to. You were talking about how our health freedom's under attack. You want later to get into the fact that you guys have pulled out of North America, gone down to Panama, setting up a community down there. Because of evidence of things collapsing in the future. You said you're not sure it's going to happen, but there's enough threat. That's what everybody else I know who's got a brain's getting out of the country. But please continue, sir.
Well, Alex, before he does, this is Dr. Labo. I got to say two things. One is I doubt that George Clooney is cute enough to play General Stubblebine. And the second
thing
is, because nobody is, and the second thing is we haven't pulled out of the United States. Quite the contrary. We're setting up a demonstration project in Panama for the purpose of showing how food production can be reclaimed globally, teaching farmers how to create sustainable zero-emissions farming without chemicals. But we are very much involved in the health freedom aspect of the United States. For instance, compulsory vaccination is coming to New York and to New Jersey and to the rest of the United States, and we are deeply involved in that. So, no, we're not out of the United States, but we're looking at the
global... Oh, well, doctor, I'm sorry I got that wrong, but obviously, you know, I mean, you're down there because it's important for people to create their own little local communities. That's, you know, real diversification, not the fake stuff the globalists are bringing in. But go ahead. I mean, you're right. They're trying to set up forced inoculations. They're now trying to pass that. I mean, they're going after the alternative health care and minerals and vitamins with Codex Alimentarius. Everything's happening.
Everything is happening at once, and that's one of the really important messages. Freedom is indivisible. Alex, you know that really well. You can't just look at chemtrails. You can't just look at deadly vaccinations. You can't just look at Codex Alimentarius. It's all one thing. It's an assault on our lives, our health, our ability to protect ourselves and our children. And in fact, my latest email blast called Connecting the Deadly Dots pulls it all together, and I know you pull it all together frequently. I want to let people know that they can take a really important step toward winning this battle, and health freedom is a battle we cannot afford to lose, by going to our website, www.healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org, and signing up for the Health Freedom e-alert. They're free, they're safe, they're secure, and they contain action steps that we need millions of people to take if we're going to win this battle.
Absolutely. Because, and speaking of chemtrails, you guys are exposing that. Can you speak to that?
Sure. Chemtrails have been admitted, as I'm sure your readers and listeners know by now, to exist by the General Accounting Office. They've been acknowledged in Germany by the government there, and they are deadly. They contain fiberglass particles coated with aluminum, which, of course, are breathed in, and God knows what kind of havoc they wreak. We do know that emergency room admissions go up for cardiovascular and asthmatic episodes by about 14%. Whenever chemtrail spraying is going on over a city, so do deaths go up. We also know that they contain desiccated blood cells, genetically engineered mycoplasma, viruses, and other horrors.
They contain
beryllium. They contain fibers, which are apparently associated with one of the two varieties of Morgellons disease.
Since the general, now you're an MD, from a military perspective, General Stubblebine, why do you think they're doing this?
Whoa, why do I think they're doing it? Somebody is very deliberately making us sick. You know, you can't breathe that stuff in and then expect your body to adjust to it, even if you have a very good immune system. If you put that stuff into your lungs, you got trouble. Now, why would somebody deliberately want to put stuff into your body that should not be there? You know, it's like being in war. You don't want to get shot. I don't want to breathe that stuff. And this is a war, just in case anybody didn't catch it. This is a war, and it is a war we cannot afford to lose. Okay?
Oh, there's a war, physically, spiritually, mentally. We are under attack by the global eugenicists as they weaken us, and the further bio-attack. Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC documents they want to prepare the public through the media for race-specific bioweapons for the mass killing of the population. We'll get doctors' take on that. We'll also Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., and Major General Stubblebine.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Dr. Rima LeBeau is our guest, along with her husband, Major General Albert N. Stubblebein, goes by Brent, and we appreciate him coming on with us today to talk about a host of issues. General, you were talking about how they're waging war against us. Who are they, and why do you believe that the military-industrial complex, working, I guess, for the globalists, has these covert black ops, compartmentalized operations that are so huge?
Well, do I know exactly who the people are? No, I don't know exactly. What I do know is that, and this is important because if you go to our this latest thing that we've just put out in connecting the dots, you see where each one of the pieces that you're talking about is one of the dots and where we believe that it gets to. Now, you've got to go to www.healthfreedomusa.org and go to the e-alerts and read this, Connecting the Dots, because, Alex, it's exactly what you're talking about. I'm telling you, it's really the issue where there are so many different pieces of this puzzle, and where do they all lead? Well, if you read the dots, they all read the depopulation. And so... again, www.healthfreedomusa.org.
You've also got a video.
You can read the rationale that we have in there. Mm-hmm.
You've also got a video up there about the chemtrails. But they admit that they want to kill 80% of us. They admit they've got covert sterilization programs, and that's in a bunch of government documents. They then just don't say where the operations are going on. They just admit they're spending billions on it. How many people do you think are involved in this global project who aren't compartmentalized? Because, you know, there you were, a two-star general, and you didn't...
I didn't have a clue what's going on in a lot of it.
You were compartmentalized even though you were the head of Army Intelligence.
Sure.
So I
didn't know.
Explain how compartmentalization works, and then, with that unique skill set, how you think this is compartmentalized now. I mean, just basically.
Well, first of all, compartmentalization is easy. If you have a need to know to do the job you're supposed to do, you get the sign up and you can talk about it with anybody who has the same clearance. You're not authorized to talk to anybody who does not have that clearance. So you literally set up a wall with very secure doors, and the information stays inside that compartment. And so did I have a lot of clearances? Sure. Did I have clearances to the kind of things that you're talking about right now? Hell no. I didn't even know that a lot of those things existed until I got out and began to look around. And then as a result of the work that Reema and I are doing, it opened a lot of doors that I didn't even know existed.
Well, that's the thing, is that we all...
Holy smokes.
Exactly. All of us separately investigating run into the same thing. They are poisoning us. They are killing us, from 1 in 33 getting cancer to 1 in 3. I mean, all the autism. They're admitting that they knew the mercury was doing it and other things. I mean, and again, they've got a few thousand eugenicists at the top companies, big pharma, key areas. They know what's happening. A few thousand people in the rest of the intelligentsia. I'm going to Bilderberg next week. I'd say about half of those at that event will have the full picture. That's why we're going up against such great evil. Not even next week. It's actually tomorrow. Time flies. All of this is happening, and I don't think the general public, the average cop listening, they don't have any idea, General, what we're facing. Can you comment on that? And then I'd like to get a doctor to comment on that.
I would absolutely agree with that. And let me tell you one of the set of dots that isn't even it's only partially on the screen right at the moment, but it's coming, and it is a mandatory vaccination in New York. And let me tell you, they're taking the rules out of the assembly, out of the Senate in New York,
to the feds,
and giving it just to those people who are advisory. Okay, the advisory committee on immunization practices will then make all of the rules. Now, that's getting ready to pass in New York. We're opposing it. But now, just think of this. If it goes into New York, then it will go into every other state in the Union. Every other state. And you won't have any control on what goes into your body. None. Zero. Zip. Doodle.
That's the precedent.
And you think that doesn't bother me from a health freedom perspective?
Ooh.
Guess again.
Well, let me paint this picture. St. George County, Maryland, I had the state attorney on. He admitted, he said, there's no law, you got to take shots. I don't give my children the shots. Started laughing very sadistically, started giggling. In fact, off air and on air, he was giggling. And,
yeah, and they made all those other kids take them.
Here's the deal. 1,500 kids line up, over 1,000 parents, they're crying, cops in riot gear, dogs barking.
Yep.
And they all told him, it's the law, you've got to do it. Now the hoax is being exposed. There's no law. And I have the New York law in front of me. It says 50-plus that the feds are recommending will be law, and it says even if you don't go to public school, they're going to come make you take it. Doctor,
right.
you're a medical doctor. That is an incredible precedent where they are going to force, they're already medicating us through the water with the sodium fluoride, which they admit eats our brain and attacks the glands. But I mean, as a doctor, this is total tyranny, and they're doing it.
Let me give you to Rima.
As a doctor and as a citizen, as a mother, as a wife, as a human being, this is total tyranny. And I want to quote Thomas Jefferson. He said, if the people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls who live under tyranny. Now, I want to point out, we all know autism, mercury, vaccinations are connected. Most people don't know that formaldehyde found in every vaccine is connected with Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. They may also not know that according to the schedule proposed by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice, that's a CDC committee, an adult reaching the age of 70 will be mandated to take 197 doses of vaccine.
And they're adding new ones every year.
They're adding new ones every year, whether they kill you or not. Now, we treated a head of state in our practice in 2002, 2003, and she told us, and I can't tell you who it was because heads of state also have patient privacy rights, even if the government doesn't think anybody has patient privacy rights. She told us that the useless eaters were to be eliminated globally because they were using, and I quote, our non-renewable resources. Useless eaters meaning 90% of the world's population. So if you give a New Jersey child, for instance, 66 doses of a vaccine before the age of 7, and you add another 75 to 78 doses before the age of 19, and you wind up with 197 doses of a vaccine which contains stealth viruses. Maurice Hillerman of Merck, the head of their vaccine program, in a now famous video, made it very clear that the cancer-carrying capacity, the leukemia viruses, were known and were found in all vaccines, as well as the polio vaccine that he started talking about. If you talk about the fact that compulsory vaccination, as your listeners know, is now permitted or required under BioShield 1, BioShield 2, Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, and under the executive order setting up the capacity for martial law, and the fact that the Canadian government and NORTHCOM of the United States military signed a pact on February 14th allowing Canadian military to come into the U.S. in the event of civil insurrection, national disaster, or epidemic so that they could relocate people to concentration camps for their own safety, quote, and quarantine. You're looking at a merging of medicalizing conditions that don't need to be medicalized using treatments that are deadly because virology is in effect a huge hoax.
And you can see the attack pattern organically, but then you can read their own documents that have been leaked and that are admitted to be accurate, you know, real government documents. They're going to set up a police state, forcibly inject us, then basically just by the end of it, fly over and spray us and kill us. We're being weakened for that. And they'll admit it, and there you are treating a head of state. And there, I guess she was gleefully saying
She was actually a pretty nice lady. It was not the Queen of England, by the way. Everybody asks that. She was actually a pretty nice lady, and she said, you know, this is how I was raised, but I'm not so sure that it's a good idea.
Oh, God.
So that was how far she had gotten in her radicalization. But we know that pharmaceuticals kill more people than the non-communicable diseases of undernutrition, as the World Health Organization calls them, that is cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, diabetes, and obesity. We know that undernutrition is being mandated by Codex. We know that Codex is contaminating the world's food supply with recombinant bovine growth hormone and other animal hormones and antibiotics and irradiation and pesticides that have been forbidden for use anywhere.
And don't forget the live cancer baths they put most of the meat in now.
Precisely. We know that Codex Alimentarius is driven by the United States. And by the way, let me give folks our URL again, because the only accurate and effective voice of the people at Codex is the Natural Solutions Foundation. That's www.healthfreedomusa.org. And we are asking people to help fund our next trip to the next Codex meeting in Geneva at the end of this month, at the end of June, because our only support, unlike a lot of other so-called health freedom organizations, our only support comes from the pockets of people who care about their health and their freedom. We sit at the Codex meetings, and we make friends with the delegates of the health-friendly developing nations who are so poor that they can't be bought by the pharmaceutical interests yet. And then we go to visit them. We go to Africa. We go to Asia. We go wherever people are willing to protect their people. And that has huge impact because the United States imports increasing amounts of its food. And it also has huge impact in helping these countries change the depopulation agenda so that they are not the victims of food, weaponized food. And it's having a tremendous impact. Our work is changing what's happening in Codex, for instance, specifically around non-labeled genetically modified foods. Your listeners already know that it is illegal, Alex, in the United States to label genetically modified ingredients in food. And yet, genetically modified ingredients, we know, cause cancer. They cause infertility.
Let me just stop you. I've had top scientists, people running government labs, other labs, Nobel Prize winners, where they admit that they'll feed a GMO potato that's been on the market for a decade to mice, and they all die. They always were taught in school that mutations only happen during gestation, and you know, most of them during the first divisions. And they're saying now they're seeing mutations like a science fiction movie in the organism. It's killing all of them, and they put it on our store shelves. We're under soft kill bioweapon attack. And there's no doubt that goes for all of you cops and everybody else who serve this evil system. General Stubblebine, there you are, Major General, commanding the entire Army intelligence, running their black ops. And you didn't even know about this, but now we reverse engineered it. Now we have their own admissions. Can you speak to this incredible black op we're witnessing?
Can I speak to it?
Well, I mean, just the mass evil.
I'm disgusted by it, Alex, because, you know, if they told you outright that you had a choice that you could put this in your body or not, and you it advertised so that you knew what was there and you made that choice, that's fine and dandy. If you want to put that stuff in your own body, go ahead and do it. I don't want to put it in my body, and I need to have the choice not to do that. And if you, Alex, I get so upset over this issue that I can hardly do anything except sputter. And I apologize for that.
No, you're doing great, General.
I am so emotional over this thing because I spent 32 years of my life defending all of our rights, all of our freedoms, all of them. And here we are, and people are making choices for me where I do not have those same freedoms that I used to have.
Well, that's the thing. They're putting poisons in the vaccines, but we can fight and avoid those until they come with organized, and they admit they're training police for mass force inoculations for at least 6 years. But what do you do when they put it in the food, spray it in the air, put it in the water? I mean, they admit in major cities they're finding higher levels, doctor, as you know, of drugs in water that isn't even connected to sewer systems. I mean, they're adding it, doctor?
You bet.
That's right.
Well, one of the things that you do is you get real careful about purifying your water. You get real careful about either growing your own food locally, making connections with people who grow it organically locally, or participating in a sustainable community supported agriculture system so that you get organic food. Now, organic is not perfect. Organic is a low standard, but it's miles better than conventional food dosed with deadly, and I say it again, deadly, genetically modified foods, pesticides, hormones, antibiotics, vaccines for the animals that are now your food, etc. So organic is very important, but it's not the end of the
story. Well, doctor, I've gotten to the point where if I eat something that isn't organic or I eat something in a mainline place, I will immediately get sick. I mean, this is my children get sick when they eat stuff that isn't organic.
Sure they do. Absolutely. And they get sick not only immediately, where it's easy to see it, but they get sick long-term. They get cancer, which when I graduated from medical school in 1970 was a rare, rare event in a child. By the year 2020, parents who were born before 2000 will be statistically likely to outlive their children because one child in two, the World Health Organization estimates, who reaches its 18th birthday, if they're born in the year 2000 or after, will have either died or been treated for and recovered from.
Stay there.
Are you tired of raised eyebrows and shrugging shoulders? Hi, I'm Director William Lewis. Have you ever tried to convince your neighbor or loved one that serious problems exist within our own government? If you said yes, then you know how hard it is to effectively get your message across. Now, the American people have a new tool in their arsenal. Let me introduce you to my latest documentary. Washington, You're Fired was designed to be an educational tool for alerting Americans to current and pending legislation that affects the daily lives of everyone in this country. It's a cry for justice and for change with a very simple blueprint for correcting our mistakes, taking back our government, and restoring our Constitution. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. It's time to rally the troops and refresh the Tree of Liberty. Please join us today. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
To believe.
So many things going on in the world.
that they're coming saying we're going to forcibly inject you with shots they admit are filled with cancer viruses, toxins, poisons. They know. I mean, they're forcing the death on you right now. They're going to come with police. They're going to try to make, you know, this is so important. I'm going to have General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo on with us in the first hour tomorrow. Then we're scheduled to have a very special guest, just a surprise guest in the hour after that. I'm going to leave it at that. And then Jason Burmes will be in for the second 2 hours because I've got to get ready to leave the next day, and Burmes will be sitting in the rest of the week while I'm in D.C. covering Bilderberg, the people that are killing you. It's not fun having to go confront them or deal with them and all their goons. You know, I mean, I'll be there with cops coming up threatening me, saying I don't have a First Amendment, while that very cop's compartmentalized, being murdered, his children being murdered by the people in the building behind him. And if I try to warn him, he'll just laugh at me. We're talking, though, to the former head of Army Intelligence, Major General Stubblebine. He worked in a lot of, he was the head of Fort Bragg, Special Forces, you name it, amazing individual. Worked in a lot of super secret programs he can't talk about. And George Clooney's making a movie about him, of course, right now. And they are coming to the same conclusion I've come, back engineering this, but it's admitted. They're soft killing us. That means slow kills. You can't tell who did it. And these are real numbers. We've gone from 1 in 33 having cancer to 1 in 3. It's about to be 1 in 2. The children, I mean, on my block where I lived before, I just moved, 3 kids died of leukemia on the block. I mean, you never had children getting cancer. And it's not just chemicals. It's what's being injected. MD, you're a doctor. Dr. Labo. I mean, I know there's cops out there that serve the system, people that don't believe us. And, boy, when their child's dying, you just said it, half the kids getting cancer are dying from it. They're now teaching us that cancer is going to be like a cold. But take your shots. Final comments from you, Dr. Labeau. I appreciate Labo, who says you'll come back on with General Stubblebine in the first hour tomorrow to continue this. But final comments from both of you.
Well, my final comment is that this is a battle we cannot afford to lose and a war we cannot afford to lose. And if it means being uncomfortable because you have to look at facts you wish you didn't have to think about, that's the price of freedom.
Finish those statistics. Finish those numbers that we ran into the break on.
The statistics are that we are being slaughtered. Slaughtered. That is the word. We are being slaughtered by what we are being forced to breathe through chemtrails and pollution. We are being slaughtered by what we are being forced to eat, by unlabeled poisons in our food. Thank you, Codex. Thank you, Big Pharma.
This would, and I'm interrupting because we're down to the end here, but imagine if Hitler was smart, he would have done it all covertly like they're doing now. This is eugenics. This is them depopulating the world so they can have it. Kissinger, Club of Rome, they all say it. General Stubblebine, you never face an enemy this diabolical. What is it like to know the global corporations are killing little babies that get put in coffins all around me, all around you, murdering children, the cold-heartedness of giving American children cancer?
It is disgusting, first of all. Second of all, when you think about, again, the time that you spent defending everybody against this kind of assault, and then you look around, and it's being, you're being assaulted.
Give folks the website. Give folks the website. Powerful info.
Okay. www.healthfreedomusa.org. Go there. Go to the e-alerts and take a look at the conclusion that we came to with connecting the dots.
Incredible interview tomorrow. We'll have you both on at the start of the show. Thank you so much, okay?
Okay.
God bless you both. I'll talk to you for one moment off air. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com. We'll actually go to PrisonPlanet.com. Listen to the streams right there. We had an incredible first hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.